spreading the blues all over the world. From the crossroads of America, Shamrock, Texas, on historic Route 66. Legends 98.9 and Route 66 Media present Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Now standing by to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
Well, hello, 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 Uncle Buck here, and Uncle Buck Plays the Blues is officially in session. And how do you like your music, rare, medium, or well done? However it be, I think we have some great blues coming your way. Right here in segment one, the Misty Blues Band is our featured artist for this week's show. Johnny Winter's on board in segment one along with Magic Slim. Oh, and Stevie Ray Vaughan has got a track of Texas Flood that I bet a lot of you haven't heard. And Candice Ivory has a new track that we're going to slap on the turntable. I think you're going to like here in segment one. But let's stop yakking and start tracking. John Lee Hooker and Bonnie Raitt are going to kick off our first track. It's a song that John Lee Hooker recorded back in 1951. The calendar rolled around to 1989, and John Lee Hooker teamed up with the one and only Bonnie Raitt and recorded the song together as a duo. I call them a dynamo duo. They hooked up in 1989 on John Lee Hooker's album, The Healer. John Lee and Bonnie recorded that Hooker tune, I'm in the Mood, and won a Grammy with it in 1989 for Best Traditional Blues Song. So let's give them a go. John Lee Hooker and Bonnie Raitt, I'm in the Mood.
I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood of love. Yes, I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood, in the mood, mood, mood of love. I'm in the mood, I'm in the mood. Oh Lord, I'm in the mood of love. One ray.
Yes, my daddy told me.
I know he did.
To leave that man alone.
Yes, he did.
But my daddy.
Down, 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 down.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
I'm in a mood for some of your love,
baby.
I'm in a mood. I'm in a mood for love.
Love, love.
Yeah. Right, Johnny.
Wait, baby. With you, baby, I don't want to be with no one else. I can't get my thrill, baby. I'm looking to be with you. Go night, night time, and right time. Oh, love to be with the one you love, you love. I'm in the mood, baby. I'm in the mood.
I'm in the mood.
Some of your love, some of your love.
I'm coming on.
Some of your love, some of your love.
I'm in the mood, baby.
I get asked the question quite a bit. You know, who's your favorite blues artist? Also, I get asked the question, who's your favorite blues band? Well, that's a pretty hard one to field, but in the category of my favorite unique blues band, I've got to tell you, that's the Misty Blues Band. And that just happens to be this week's featured artist right here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. The Misty Blues Band delivers what I described as a unique blues sound. It's all blues, but you're going to hear a touch of jazz, maybe a little bit of roots, and a dash of funk. I think you're going to like it. To date, the Misty Blues Band has released 17 albums in their 25 years. 2024, they did celebrate their 25 years as a band. Gina Coleman, the lead singer in the band, was instrumental to putting the band together in its early days, discovered she could sing in a karaoke bar in Massachusetts when she got out of college on a dare. Oh, and what a career she started that night. 2025, Gina Coleman and the Misty Blues Band released what I think is one of their best albums to date. It's entitled The Other Side of Blue. And we got a couple of tracks from that album that I really think you're gonna like. So let's get on with one of them. Here's our featured artist, the Misty Blues Band, Gina Coleman up front on the vocal. The song is Maybe I Could.
Maybe I can rise up beyond my dreams. Maybe I can see far beyond what's seen. Maybe I could. Maybe I could. Maybe I could fly up beyond the clouds. Maybe I could stand out amongst a crowd. Maybe I could. Maybe I could. Thank you. answers in this song. Maybe I could. Maybe I could. Nothing ever feels the same without you. Nothing ever feels the same without you.
Featured artist, the Misty Blues Band, is going to be back in segment two with another great track from their album, Other Side of Blue. We're going to give it a go at this time, though, with two in a row. Johnny Winter's going to kick it off to be followed in this two in a row by Magic Slim. His song is I Don't Believe You, Baby. It's a live track I think you're going to like. But here's Johnny Winter, Life is Hard.
So I'm told. No matter how you try, life is hard, and then you die. This old world. She's out to get you in the end. I can't count the tears I cried. Life is hard, and then you die. Yeah, it's hard. Thank you. Everybody got their own problem. Black or white, rich or poor, you know the blues is everywhere.
Kara Black with the Cadillac Blues Assembly, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues at UncleBUC.com. Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Thank you. tell me the truth. You know you lied to me. You don't tell me the truth.
Song this week is Mustang Sally. Wilson Pickett, of course, had the original version. Buddy Guy also had a version, a bit more of a blues version of that great song Mustang Sally. I've even been caught on the karaoke stage doing it myself. But taking care of the then version of our then and now feature, blues legend Buddy Guy in Mustang Sally.
Mustang Sally, guess you better slow your Mustang down. Mustang Sally, baby, I guess you better slow. I guess I better put your big feet on the ground. Oh, yes, I will. All you wanna do is ride around, Sally.
Ride, Sally, ride.
All you wanna do is ride around, Sally. Yeah.
Buddy Guy taking care of them on Then and Now with this week's song of Mustang Sally. Oh, now coming up in segment two, taking care of the Now track. Ooh, you're not gonna believe the foursome that takes on Mustang Sally in a live version. But it's time to put the needle down in the grooves on a double dose of the blues. Kicking it off is going to be Texas blues legend Stevie Ray Vaughan, followed up by a new track by Candace Ivory. I'm in trouble, but kicking off this double dose of the blues, Stevie Ray Vaughan, with the first song that delivered a great big hit for Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble, a song called Texas Flood. Most of you have probably heard that song, but kicking off this double dose is a live version recorded at Macambo. Put your ear on this one, Stevie Ray Vaughan, a live version of Texas Flood.
Drive post to the rain side. sun shines every day.
My name's Mike Fuller, and I live in Amarillo, Texas. Uncle Buck plays the blues on UncleBUC.com.
Trouble all over my head.
producer, Mr. Matt, is pointing at the clock, which means it's time to take a little pause for the cause. Those of you listening to the 8 o'clock p.m. Saturday and noon Sunday edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, Central Daylight Time, you're going to be hearing a little blues news. By the way, our effort to make you an all-knowing person on the subject of blues, our blues news is downloaded on UncleBUC.com every Monday at about noon. Check that out. Coming up in segment two, by the way, ooh, it's loaded with some great blues. A new instrumental by GA20 is going to kick it off. Misty Blues Band is going to be back as our featured artist. Christone Kingfish Ingram's on board, Mark Broussard, James Cotton, and a blues duo with Junior Wells and Earl Hooker's on tap. Oh, and when will you hear the foursome coming up to take care of the now version of our then and now song this week, Mustang Sally. It's all coming up on segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Hi, this is Gina Coleman from Misty Blues, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Uncle BC.com. That's right.
Segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. How about that instrumental kicking us into segment two? Brand new release. Kind of an unusual thing for GA20, an instrumental track, but I kind of liked it. It was the old Sam and Dave song, Hold On, I'm Coming. I've kind of waited on a surprise that I've been trying to put together here for this week's show, as we have the Misty Blues Band as our featured artist. Looks like the phone light is flashing there. Let me see what's going on here.
Hey there.
Oh, what a pleasure it is to have Gina Coleman call in on the phone right here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Gina, how you doing today?
I'm doing great.
The one and only Gina Coleman. Uncle Buck here.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Oh, I love your new album.
Which one? I put out the solo album this year, too.
Yeah, let's talk. We'll talk a little bit about that. I mentioned it up in segment one. I have a personal question for you, though.
Sure.
Did anybody besides your good buddy, Uncle Buck, play the 15-minute-long cavern song?
Oh, God, no. No one did.
You remember you and I laughed about that.
Oh, yes.
And I did play. So I'm the only one that played it, huh? All right. I think I said something about, I bet I'm the only one that's got kahunas that's big enough to play that on the air.
And we are very appreciative.
Oh, man.
I thought it was a banger, so.
Oh, yeah. You know, it was like three songs in one. I mean, you never got, it wasn't the same thing just over and over and over and over, you know.
But, exactly.
Well, you and the Misty Blues Band have really had a couple of years. You celebrated your 25th anniversary.
Yes, yes.
And you had some European tours, right?
Yeah, we just got back about a month or so ago from a long run, yes.
Yeah, I'm in the future. Now, this weekend on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, we are featuring your new album, Other Side of Blue, and up in segment one, we played Maybe I Could.
Okay.
And I've played already before this show, I've played, a couple of your pre-releases. And, so anyhow, but here in a little bit, we'll talk about the next track that we're going to play in this weekend's show. You've got this new album out, and you have a solo album out. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, after coming off of our 25th anniversary year, I'm like, what am I going to do next? And I'm like, well, let me do something I've never done. And I put out a solo album.
Right.
And it sounds, very different from the Misty Blues album. It's the instrumentation is much more minimal. I thought it was time.
Right. Did you use some of your same players from Misty Blues Band?
Yeah, well, it is a studio recording, so
right.
So it is my guitarist from Misty Blues and my son.
Oh yeah,
who
Diego
plays in the band. Diego is on bass and drums.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well,
so you can only do that with a studio recording.
Right. Well, I wanted to get this new album of yours of Misty Blues Band, Other Side of Blue, on.
Yeah, that's our 17th album.
That's our 17th album. And you had an album, what was it? Silver Lining out on your 25th anniversary?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, we played quite a few cuts off of that album. Great album.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Up in,
it's like we know what we're doing.
Oh. I had to, up in segment one, I had to tell the story about how you got into the music business, was taking a dare. Karaoke for the first time ever, and that blossomed into a 25-year career.
That's right. But it wasn't karaoke. It was an open mic night.
Oh,
so
it was an open mic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was, I just sang a cappella.
That's even better.
and that's how that turned out.
What do you have coming up in the future here that you want to talk about, Gina?
Well, I guess the bigger thing is, we've got both of the albums are up for Recording Academy Ooh. Nominations. Yeah.
All right.
So folks who are Recording Academy voting members and are looking for some pieces to consider, you know, both albums are up in two different categories. The solo album is up for traditional blues, and Other Side of Blue is up for contemporary blues album.
All right. Congratulations.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So we're really excited. You know, but one of the differences between the albums, aside from the instrumentation, is that we have different producers on the albums and different engineers. So my solo album was actually engineered by Ronan Chris Murphy, who is the producer and engineer for a lot of King Crimson's work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, so we're really proud of these projects, and we got a big album release concert, a double album release concert coming up. So yeah, we're going to do my solo album, the first set, and then the Misty Blues album, in the second set. So folks who are in Western Massachusetts on October 17th, they get to hear both albums perform live and in order.
Oh, wow. I love that live cavern album that you did over in England.
Yes, in Liverpool at the Cavern Club, yes.
And by chance we didn't have the recorder on, Uncle Buck here goes on record, according to Gina Coleman. Now, this is official. I am the only radio show that played that 15-minute-long live version of that great Willie Dixon song, Wang Dang Doodle.
Wang Dang Doodle, yep. You are the only one. I have to give you props for that.
Right. I'm in the record book somewhere for that. At least it's maybe just in your diary, but I'm proud to be there.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, Gina, it's great talking to you. Now, Gina, the next track we're going to get into from your album, Other Side of Blue, is a great Misty Blues Band track, great vocal by you, I might add, called Trust Ain't Given. Tell me a little bit about this song.
It's like one of those life lessons, you know. You can't get the trust if you haven't put in the work. It has to be earned.
Can I quote you on that? That sounds like that might be from a personal experience.
Yes, many.
I've had a few of those myself. So, Gina Coleman, why don't you introduce that song, and we'll just put it on the turntable.
Hi, this is Gina Coleman from Misty Blues, and you're listening to Trust Ain't Given.
You say one thing and then you do another. That canary can't sing, so I can go no further. You know what? Trust ain't given. Trust ain't given, it's earned. You know I ain't fond of being taken, I ain't fond of being burned. What you're selling, you know I ain't buying. I won't be broke and alone, just sitting here crying. You know I just ain't giving. Just ain't giving, it's earned. You know I'm fond of being taken, I am fond of being burned. Thank you. game. You keep on playing that way, you'll wind up playing, you know. Just ain't giving, just ain't giving it turn. You know I ain't fond of being taken, I am fond of being burned. You say don't worry, it ain't much of a crime, but left holding that bag, now you're facing time. You know I just ain't giving, just ain't giving it turn.
Busy relaxing and catching up on things there at home, but it's sure been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Always.
Thank you so much.
Every time I think of you, I wonder if anybody else played that 15 minute long song.
They still have it. You're still the one and only.
And I'll tell you what, because you're one of my favorite people.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Yeah.
All right, Gina. I love you, girl.
I love you, too. You take care.
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for doing the interview.
Bye-bye. Oh, my pleasure. Bye. Thank you for playing us.
Our featured artist, the Misty Blues Band, Gina Coleman up front on the vocal. So nice of Gina Coleman to give us a shout out and lay a few words of wisdom on us about what's been going on with the Misty Blues Band. It's time, though, for Uncle Buck to STFU and get into a double dose of the blues. Kicking it off's gonna be Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram, backed up with a little Louisiana blues from Mark Brassard. His song is I'd Rather Drink Muddy Water. But here's the Kingfish, something a little different for Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram. His song is Nothing But Your Love.
Had my friends, had my music, word my weekend. I was running, there was nothing I was needing. Then you crashed in, made my whole world spin. It was only then I knew nothing but your love will do. Ain't nobody else compares to you. Ain't no going back now. Everything has changed now. The only thing that gets me through, nothing but your love will do. Something about your touch and keeps me reeling. Without your loving, girl, I'm in my feelings. Lonely is how I find myself if you're off my mind. Every day in a way, I'm yearning for you. Nothing but your love will do. Ain't nobody else compares to you.
all is true, you know you ruined me for anyone else. If we were ever not together, I'd be by myself. It'd be a waste of time to even try to find someone who likes my nights like you. Nothing but your love will do. Ain't nobody else compared to you. Ain't no going back now. Everything has changed now. The only thing that gets me through. Nothing but your love.
This is Randy Stevens, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. That's Uncle BUC.com. And he plays the blues, yes he do.
Thank you.
Our then and now song for this week is Mustang Sally. Blues legend Buddy Guy took care of the then version. Oh, and I've been teasing you a bit on a great live track to take care of the now version on Then and Now. It comes from a 1991 live performance when an all-star jam joined forces at the Hall of Fame induction ceremony for Wilson Pickett. Oh, wait'll you hear who participated in that all-star jam? Bruce Springsteen, Shaka Khan, Bonnie Raitt, John Fogerty. Oh, folks, put an ear on this one. Taking care of the now track on Then and Now, their version of Mustang Sally.
Hey! Where's John Fogerty? Let's get John Fogerty back on the stage to do a little Wilson Pickett here.
a foursome that was, and a band that just blew the room away. Oh, what a great time it is for old Uncle Buck here spinning the blues for you. But looking down in that big old bucket of the blues I brought with me, looks like we have time for two more before we go. And there just happens to be two more in there. James Cotton's gonna kick off this double dose, followed up by a dynamo duo with Junior Wells and Earl Hooker. Their song is Little by Little, but here's Super Harp James Cotton. His song is All Walks of Life.
Yes, I've learned my lesson from people. Yes, in all walks of life. Yes, learned my lesson from people. Yes, in all walks of life. If we ever separate one time, we will surely separate twice. Yes, it's easy to say you love me, but it's hard for you to approve. Yes, it's easy to say you love me, but it's hard for you to approve. Once you left me with an idea, baby, when you packed up and moved. Yeah, you didn't hurt me when you left me. I know best a friend must part. Yeah, you didn't hate me when you left me. I know best a friend must part. Yes, but when I lost my mother, that's the one that broke my heart. Hurt me when you left me. I know best a friend must part. Yeah, you didn't hate me when you left me, baby. I know best a friend must part. Yes, but when I lost my mother, that's the woman that broke my heart. My mother, that's the one that broke my heart.
Hey, this is Sue Foley, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com.
You want to sing that with me?
UncleBUC.com.
Got it. Thank you, love.
Bit by bit, your love is slipping away from me.
Puts a wrap on this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Be sure and follow us if you haven't on Instagram, Facebook, and we're now on TikTok. Certainly want to thank everyone for joining us for this session. Session number 269, by the way, if you want to look it up later on our archives on UncleBUC.com or even recommend it to a friend. I certainly want to thank Gina Coleman with the Misty Blues Band for spending a little time with us today. So until we meet again next week, Uncle Buck here saying, I hope all your blues will be on a turntable going round and round.